here's what I think. I'm thinking that Deshaun Watson, who announced, let's be clear, announced after last night's championship game, he's coming out, which I guess makes sense, right? Like,
that was a big mistake.
Heisman finalist back-to-back years, won the championship last year. What else does he have left to do? But I read a great article earlier this week, or maybe it was late last week, that basically said, unless you are guaranteed to be a first-round pick as a quarterback, you have no reason to come out, right? Like, you need to just keep getting better year after year after year, and then your senior year, you leave it all out there, and then you come out when you have to.
Uh-oh, they're not going to change the offense to make it a pro-style offense.
No, they're not.
Yeah, so he's going to continue to do what he has to do. He can be Tyrod Taylor.
You can be Tyrod Taylor.
You can be Tyrod
Taylor. Was the first-round pick.
You take the Cleveland Browns, you take Tyrod Taylor.
I think Tyrod Taylor has a better arm, actually.
What do you think, Tone? What do you say?
I actually think Tyrod Taylor has a better arm than him.
Okay.
They both have similar styles. But
I can see that.
Just watching the ball last night, like, I didn't really see any zip. Like, we look at Cook from the Raiders, right? And he was all over the place and everything.
Sure.
But when he threw the ball, you could tell he had an NFL arm.
Yes.
I mean, there were a couple balls that were lasers. I didn't see that last night.
You know, it's interesting because the Cleveland Browns just go sign Tyrod Taylor if that's who they want.
Hey, that's true too. But Sean Watson is a young man who can be brought in and be trained and be coached up.
Sure.
They want to run the football in Cleveland.
He will
open up tremendous running lanes for Isaiah Crowell.
He should and he will do that, I agree. But he is not, in my opinion,
a slam dunk
first round pick.
Okay.
And you don't come out as a quarterback unless you were a slam dunk first round pick. Like Mitch Trubisky, we joked about him yesterday. All we know is this guy started 1 year at North Carolina. One.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's the apple of everybody's eye, right? All right, fine. He's coming out because he's going to be a first round pick, Tony. Deshaun Watson, as good as he is, right,
he's
in college, back to back, I don't know he's going to be.
You know what? I'll just throw this out there. From what you guys are saying, and the scouting reports on this guy, you know, like Corey says, maybe he needs to be coached up. This could be a guy that comes in and maybe doesn't start right away and plays under the wing of a veteran quarterback. Like, I could see, like, maybe the Giants, you know.
Giants are not drafting Deshaun Watson.
No, that's not.
What if he lasts to, like, the third, fourth round, though?
Then he
eventually, you got to look at the future for, like, an Eli Manning.
Then he made a
Manning.
Massive mistake.
You got to look at the future for, a, you know, Eli,
I really think that could happen.
They were saying yesterday that he's on the back nine of his career,
which is ridiculous.
You play and you learn from a guy like Eli Manning until you're ready.
No. The Giants are not drafting Deshaun Watson. They don't.
I'm just saying that sort of situation.
Yeah, and here's the problem, Corey, with actually what we were just talking about, and this illustrates how he made a huge mistake. We're comparing with Tyrod Taylor, who the team that Tyrod Taylor is employed by, they have questions on whether he's a quarterback.
Well, they get rid of him, right? They're getting rid of him.
Well, they're getting rid of him,
right?
Politics. Like, I didn't draft this guy. I want to give Manuel a shot. That's why they're getting rid of him.
Well, yeah, but the bottom line is that Tyrod Taylor, even at best, is skeptical. He's not a top 15 quarterback in the league.
No.
He's a guy that's going to be fighting for a job.
All right,
Deshaun Watson.
If that's the best you could do, why would you give up your senior year of eligibility?
Right.
I don't think there's no reason for him to come back.
Right, you think he's done everything.
He's won a national championship, Heisman finalist 2 times. He won an award? No, he never won an award.
Finished third in 2015, second
and then
last.
Lost
second
he's almost like then, he's going out on top here, and not necessarily the Giants, but I could see him going to a team who has a veteran quarterback. You know, where maybe he doesn't have to start right away.
But then he made a massive error. If that's the case, right? Like all these first round guys outside of Jared Goff, who sucks, they come out and they're not ready.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the opposite. They expect you draft these guys in the first round these days to be ready. Right. Carson Wentz, number 2 overall pick. He starts day one. Jared Goff in these days was the anomaly. And Jared Goff was a senior that came out. Deshaun Watson, he's a junior coming out. And he is not, in my opinion, a slam dunk first overall pick. Now, the other side of that is Marcus Mariota. There are questions of what kind of quarterback he could be in the NFL, right? Like, how would Mariota be? But Mariota's waited his senior year. He did.
Yeah. You make a point with
and
that.
The thing
with that.
Is,
yeah, Tony.
The fallback plan is if you win a national championship at Clemson, right, and your Heisman Trophy finals, like you can go back and you can win the Heisman, and that's money right away too, right?
Yeah.
He'd be the favorite to win the Heisman forever. You're a Heisman Trophy winner, right? And you can show up on
every single banquet circuit in the world and
put money in your pocket. And there's things that go, you get to a finals for a third time. You could be Mr. Clemson. I don't think Doug Flutie will ever pay for a meal in Boston, right, ever. And you'd be in that situation there with Deshaun Watson where he would be you talk about Clemson, right? He'd be the face of Clemson.
To be fair, I think no matter what, he's the face of Clemson, right? He just won the national championship.
He is the face of Clemson.
I agree,
but he could have added to it.
Now, sure. I tell you who is a first-round NFL draft pick and who is a player, Mike Williams.
Sure.
He can go.
Yeah.
His play, in my opinion, from what I saw last night and what I've been seeing from this season, his player comp is Dez Bryant.
Yeah, Mike Williams is a beast.
The way he attacks the football, the way he goes and gets it, he's not going to be outworked. Mike Williams is a big-time NFL prospect.
Yeah. Tony was saying this morning that he believes he'd be the first wide receiver off the board in the draft.
Yeah, I think you're right, Tony. I think as Corey said, he's a little bit different than like a former Clemson wide receiver like Sammy Watkins, right? Like he's bigger.
Yeah.
He's just a bigger man and a bigger animal. And he left this game with what was thought to be a concussion early, left again later on, came back. Just a simple beast.
I mean, you said Sammy Watkins, DeAndre Hopkins, sure. You know, a lineage of good wide receivers coming out that Clemson program.
Yes, sir.
Mike Williams fits right in there with that.
I was looking at a mock draft right now. They got him projected to go at number 5 to Tennessee.
Oh, a nice spot for him. Yeah. Wow. I mean, good spot for him. It was Tennessee. Marcus Mariota gave him a big target.
Do you think San Francisco would go for him at number 2, though? They
San Francisco
would
go for Watson
makers.
At number 2.
There you go. San Francisco need a quarterback at number 2.
The mock draft I'm looking at has him taking Mitch Trubisky at number 2.
See, there you
two.
Go. Quarterback. Yeah. Boom. You desperately need a quarterback.